TCK Tales is brought to you in partnership with MK to MK. MK to MK is a fantastic ministry. They are an extension of Crew. They are specifically targeting missionary kids. So basically, they are missionary kids ministering to missionary kids, thus the name MK to MK. They have a ton of fantastic resources, as well as trips, summer internships, projects, retreats, all of that. So check them out at their website, mk2mk.com. There's a link in my website. Check them out. They are an amazing ministry that have had a profound effect in my life. Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to TCK Tales. Today, we are going to do something a little bit different. Since I've been back, I had the opportunity to intern again with the church that I grew up in, with my youth pastor, Phil Lineweber, and he has this super cool project that he's been working on. It is a blog, it's a website, it's a content curation site called missionalstudent.com. And so I've had the opportunity to work with him to do that. And the goal of Missional Student is to be a toolbox for youth pastors and high school kids to learn to live on mission in their everyday life, which fits right in hand with TCK Tales, especially with a lot of you guys as you've grown up on the mission field and you're trying to figure out how to live on mission. And so as a part of that, we put together a weekly podcast that I've been working on, and a few of my friends have been on there. No one necessarily that's been on the podcast on TCK Tales yet, but I'm hoping to do more crossover. And so I wanted to share with you guys, as like a bonus episode this season, I want to share with you guys the first episode of Missional Student, and I will link in the show notes on how to find out to the podcast page so you can check out more episodes. We have about 10 episodes out already, so check it out. This is What is Missional Student? It's our intro episode. And as always, if you love the podcast, please visit my website. Check me out. Don't check me out. Check out the website. If you want to share your story, I really need people to share their stories, so please come and share your story and be a part of that, as well as seeing archives and learning more about me and all that fun stuff. As always, you know, subscribe, write a review. I love hearing from people about how this podcast has been meaning to them and everything. So yeah, here is the first episode of the Missional Student podcast. It's got a different feel, but I think you guys like it. So enjoy. Hi guys, welcome to the very first episode of the Missional Student Podcast. That's what we're calling this, right?
I think so.
Okay, the Missional Student Podcast. My name is John, and I'm here with my co-host, my soon-to-be co-host, because we're not officially co-hosts yet, because we haven't hosted a show.
My name is Phil.
Yeah, so we are doing this thing, and we're going to get into the story behind it in a little later, but this is going to be a weekly podcast that comes out. So I'll go in tandem with blogs that are being posted on our website, missionalstudent.co, missionalstudent.com. All of these will go in tandem with blogs. Lots of cool stuff, so you should definitely check that out. Check us out on Missional Student on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, correct? Right. And yeah, so this will be a weekly podcast. Subscribe, check it out on social media. It'll be on all our blog posts, and we'll get into more of that at the end. But for now, I'm going to introduce you again to my co-host, who is the person who came up with all of this. I am the engineer and producer of this, and then this was kind of Phil's brainchild, so I will let Phil go from there.
Yeah, well, I am currently the student pastor at Berean Baptist Church in Mansfield, Ohio, and God's been really stirring just this idea in my heart for longer than I realized, and it's neat to see it's starting to come to fruition. And I think this is just the start of a neat story that I think God is writing, and hopefully a movement, really, that I'd like to see in the next generation, where we see young people living their lives, followers of Jesus, living their lives on mission in every area of their life. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to be here and excited to start today. Yeah,
I am too. I think this is a concept of like living on mission that I didn't get until I went to college. And it wasn't even until like my junior year of college that I really started thinking about this. So I am a graduate of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, Illinois. And a program I got to be a part of was called the Urban Cohort Program,
where they would just like find students who had a felt a specific call by the Lord to be in a specific people group. And because Chicago is one of the most diverse cities in the country, if you want to go be a missionary in Asia, move to Chinatown. If you want to be in South America, move to one of the four Hispanic neighborhoods. If you wanted to do urban ministry, there's so much there. If you want to do West African, move to Uptown and things like that. And their whole thing was just being present in the community that you are and being full on incarnational ministry. So we would go to church. We would oftentimes try to work. We would spend time in coffee shops. Like my entire world after I moved off campus became my neighborhood, essentially. It's just like, get to know your neighbors, go to parties, go to the movie nights in the parks, go hammocking on the beach, go running, introduce yourself to people, talk to people, be consistent, be there, and just be light in the world. And that's something that like, I like loved and caught the fire of. And then when I moved back to Mansfield after graduating, like it was just great to talk with Phil and be like, oh, this is a thing now. Like, yes.
Yeah. And we got to do it hands-on together, you know, and John interned with our student ministry over one summer. And it's just been neat to see how, even in large part, we'll get into this in a second, but a conversation with you is something that triggered a little bit the how. You know, I had the why of what missional student was and what it could be, and John, just with, you know, broadcasting being a major interest and just communications just being such a just an important thing to you, as well as current culture, you've really helped a lot of the puzzle pieces come together. But yeah, what you're describing is just missional living. And, you know, that term we're going to unpack, I think, in the next podcast, just what is missional? What does that mean? But that, you know, at the heart of this idea is the fact that I think every follower of Jesus is called to live their life on mission for the Lord, to share what they've learned to others, to reflect God's glory in their own context, and to share that, and ultimately to share Jesus. And, you know, I think in Matthew 5, it says that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We shouldn't be hidden. And so often what I see, and even in my own life, in growing up in a Christian family, is that we so often ward ourselves off from the world and we create Christian subcultures. And we're not arranging our life for the purpose of mission. And it's in direct contrast to, you know, most of our churches. Many of our churches send missionaries cross-culturally. And you're a missionary kid. You've got your own podcast.
I do. TCK Tales. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Overcast, Anchor, everywhere. It's fantastic.
Awesome podcast that tells stories of missionary kids. But when you're a missionary cross-culturally, you learn the people, the culture, you seek to build relationships. Every person you meet, you see as an opportunity for mission. And it's this, you know, wow, imagine that, right? You're thinking missionally. And yet in what has traditionally been, I think, a quote unquote Christian culture, where the majority of people identify as Christian, though many don't follow Jesus. And we're seeing, I think we're moving much more towards a post-Christian culture. I'm sure we'll talk about that more in a future podcast. But we need to all the more think like a missionary. And so how, you know, this came to a head for me, that, you know, I'm a student pastor. I meet with students, I graduate students, and they're going away to college. And I've, you know, this past fall, I talked to two students in particular that really made me feel this way. One student was a high schooler, and he was super involved in his school, very athletic, has influence. He's captain, was captain of his football team, captain of his basketball team. And he's, you know, everyone else on the team, for the most part, is not following Jesus. And we were having lunch together and talking about that, talking about what an opportunity for mission that was. And I just had this urge, like, man, I need to meet with this guy every week, twice a week. I want to equip this guy to live on mission and to see every conversation, every interaction as a chance to be Jesus, show Jesus, and share Jesus. And, you know, to pray for those guys in his team, and how could he have them into his home and build relationships that could result in people coming to know Jesus, and, you know, finding out who they are, like who God has made them to be. And, you know, and then not, you know, shortly after, I met with this student who was in college, and he in his quad is the only one living, freshman, only one living for the Lord. And, you know, there's one or two other guys who say they're Christian, live completely worldly lives. None of us know other people, you know, like that. I mean, you know, that's pretty rare, right? And how does he stand? You know, there's the alcohol's there, just immorality that you see on college campuses everywhere, right? Is all right there. How does he live and not see himself as just surviving through college, but thriving? Because, you know, as a youth pastor, I see books and I hear parents talk about, how can my kid's faith survive through college? And when you start talking about what missional living looks like, there's perhaps no greater opportunity for mission than the college scene. Because I really believe in, and this comes from Jeff Vanderstelt of his book Saturate, which is excellent. He talks about three dynamics of missional living: life on life, life in community, and life on mission. He says, like, this is what the church, how the church should express itself. And you have, what a great cosmos, like the college campus for all three of those things. You know, and you've, you know, wouldn't you say that's so, having been?
That's completely true. And I think something else that just I've been thinking about a lot is, I was talking to a friend of mine from Nigeria who, he was here in the U.S. and we were talking, and I showed him photos of this friend of mine who was in Nigeria now and took pictures of these like woods. It's like, oh, isn't Nigeria beautiful? And he goes, yeah. And he looks at me, he goes, do you have any photos of Mansfield? And I'm like, no. He's like, do you have any photos of Chicago? And I was like, I mean, I did when I was like first 2 months of my freshman year, where I was still like hardcore tourist, like, oh my gosh, I live in this city. But, and he was like, no, he was like, yeah, you don't take photos of the place that you live, which is just this interesting concept that I think you're pushing back against, which is you don't consider your normal as a mission field. And I remember a big shift for me was like going to Chicago, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's like such a great mission field, and you're going to be in the city and you're going to be able to do stuff. And then as I started going, like, God started moving my heart and being like, no, but what about Mansfield? Because I would go to Chicago and I would do ministry, and then I'd come back for the summer and I'd just be like I came back my freshman year and I was like, okay, so I'm just not doing anything. Maybe I'm living and working in Columbus, but like, I don't need to do anything in Mansfield. And then I managed the pool at Liberty Park, and I was just exposed to just the brokenness of the city. And then as more stuff has come up about like our area of the Midwest and the opioid epidemic and everything that's happening, and that's just something God's been like working in me that I never saw throughout any of high school, was just like, this place that I live is a place that is desperately needing Jesus, because I grew up in this church and I came to church and I went to a Christian school, all my friends were Christians, and I just didn't see, like, it was just like, oh, that's just a bad part of town. But you know, it's not like going to the ghetto of Chicago or going to Africa. Like, that's just a bad part of town. I'm just gonna avoid that. I'm not gonna go there and be there, even though I live here and there's ministries I can be working with. I'm just gonna live my life and be present here and not think about the ministries.
For sure. And you're describing a perspective shift, and we're going to talk about that a little more, I think, next week on the podcast, which is, what does it mean to be missional? It's like, and part of that is just seeing our identity and seeing our environment differently, right? And that's hard, you know, and it takes concerted effort to change the way you think. I don't know if you realize that, but in my life, it's like, I think the way I think because of the environment, because of the experiences I've had, my relationships I've had, the things I know, to change that perspective. And what we see is an epidemic, I would say, in the Christian America, that we don't think like a missionary. And what I would like to see is a generation of young Christians, followers of Jesus, who are all in to start thinking of themselves that way. And I think it's going to be an essential in the America that this next generation is growing up in, because if we see ourselves any other way, we will be just pushed to the margins and have no salt and light effect on our culture, on our communities, on our neighborhoods. And so, go ahead.
Yeah. So, like, we've kind of gotten into, like, the why of this and, like, the background and everything. So, like, what is missional student and how does it necessarily work?
So this was the need. You know, I talked to these two different students, and I know they represent hundreds of other students that I am graduating and am serving now, and thousands and millions, I believe, of Christian students who are going into their world and thinking, how am I to live? How am I to live on mission for the Lord? And so the goal of missional student is to equip students to live on mission every day. And whether that be through helping them start seeing their world differently, like seeing that person across the classroom or in the hallway or on that sports team as someone who needs Jesus, like that perspective shift, or even learning some of the practical skills of, how do I talk about Jesus? How do I talk about, you know, really theology? And we're all speaking theology, whether we know it or not. We're all having some belief system that we speak from. But how do you talk about faith and spiritual things in a culture that we're seeing is increasingly hostile towards, I would say, Christianity, and to some degree of any absolute faith or spiritual claims, right? So how do you even talk about spiritual things in a way that is not like a sales pitch too. You know, that'll be one blog post and probably podcast we'll do here, you know, in a few months, but it's just like transactional evangelism versus incarnational evangelism. You know, Jesus didn't like just say, oh, I'm going to float up in the sky and preach a bunch of sermons. He lived amongst people. He ate with people. People saw how he lived, and that I think is what expanded his influence and allowed him to be so effective. And we too want to, just like Christ, we want to follow in his footsteps and live missional lives, not just preach missional sermons. And so we need to, I think that is just a perspective shift, you know, because for a long time, and I grew up in this generation to some degree, evangelism was this transaction. You know, you had like those spot on questions. And if in evangelism training meant, oh, I'm going to learn these questions and I'm equipped with these questions. Now I'm ready. I can go door to door. I can engage, you know, I can draw it on a napkin, as opposed to actually engaging in a conversation. It's a lecture. And in postmodern culture, the lecture is rejected so quickly. Wouldn't you say that's true? You're a Generation Z.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like the other Vanderzelt book that we read when I was interning here, Gospel Fluency, where he talks about you as a youth pastor, you'll take kids out on evangelism trips and they'll do like street evangelism and they'll have all their questions. And then when people don't want to engage with them because they don't understand the gospel, they just have these bullet points, then they're like, oh, I'm being persecuted for the Lord. Right. When in reality, they just didn't know how to talk to the person.
We're speaking a different language.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think, yeah, there's just a, like, I know for me, I think there's this like innate sense of being able to sense authenticity that like my generation and the millennial generation has, right? That
do you care about me?
Yeah, exactly. And you're able to sense whether or not they actually care about who you are and where you are and where you are. And we need to, and that's something that hasn't necessarily shifted in our evangelistic tendencies.
Right.
At
right.
All.
Oh, and it needs to. And what better opportunity do you have for mission than with those people you already have relationships with?
Exactly.
But why are they the most awkward people to talk with about your faith with if they don't follow Jesus? Isn't that like the opposite of what it should be? If this is who we are, those natural conversations should naturally lead to Jesus. Because I believe we haven't been taught to think and speak in a way that, you know, Jeff Rinderstelt calls it gospel fluency, about Jesus and about faith in a way that's not confrontational.
Or like you said, transactional. Like, I think we believe that every gospel conversation needs to involve a profession of faith and like stark confession with tears and like the Holy Spirit coming down and tongues and all of this. And we're terrified of walking up to our coworker or our deskmate and being like, hey, so like, do you know Jesus? Then being like, no, and being like, okay, bye. And then it's just being awkward for forever because you've brought up the Jesus topic.
For sure. And we're going to have several, I think, podcasts on this idea of gospel fluency. But basically, it takes concerted effort, I think, to change our way of thinking, to understand. And so, you know, missional student exists to equip you to be able to have those conversations and feel equipped, to feel like, oh, I can talk about Jesus and it's not awkward. I know how to lead into this. I know 1,000 ways to lead into conversations about Jesus where people actually start asking questions instead of like just being like, I want to avoid this conversation. And I believe that Jesus was skilled at that. There's a reason all the sinners, the non-religious people, wanted to go and eat with him. Like, there's a reason. They wanted to hear him talk about spiritual things. And not because he was this judgmental, I know what's right and wrong, but because he cared about them and he did know the truth.
As we have gone through kind of like the why and the purpose, so what is missional student?
Yeah, so it basically, I want it to be a hub of tools, resources, the social networking side of it, to have it's constantly in front of you where you're just saying, hey, who am I? You know, how am I arranging my life for the purpose of mission? You know, some of these skills, these perspective shifts that we've talked about, they take time to change. And so, hey, what are some scriptures that we can meditate on that'll help us see ourselves as missionaries in our own local context? The goal is that we keep in front of our students, whether they be here in high school and the different high schools that we minister to, or away at college, where we are giving them resources to think and live missionally, to form missional community with other students, and then to just be trained and equipped to do that and to think that way. You know, a lot of times we send kids off to college and it's like, how are we keeping in touch with them? You know, how are we seeing them through, continuing to disciple them? You know, it's a struggle to get re-engaged in a different church if you're, you know, transitioning to a college that's out of your hometown. How do you get plugged in? How do you, not just survive again in your faith, but thrive and live on mission? So I see missional student as being a tool to equip students to live on mission every day. I really think it could be helpful for anyone, any Christian who wants to live on mission, though. It is going to be specifically geared, and a lot of the stories I think we're going to hear are from students, whether it be in high school or into college, even, you know, master's level students. Also, I think for youth pastors, guys who are just seeking to equip their youth group, their youth ministry, student ministry, to live and think missionally. I have a desire to build a lot of resources that they could just print out and use as a study, as teaching tools, that they can just adopt, hopefully that a youth pastor listens to the podcast and they're thinking, hey, yes, that's how I want to teach. And because it's about, you know, culture, if we want to create a culture of missional living, we've got to change the language, we got to change the behaviors, we got to change the thinking. And that's the goal, is that we do that. So that's the goal of missional student. That's who we are. We're going to equip students to live on mission every day.
All right. So we have the website. We have the website, missionalstudent.com, where there will be weekly blogs and podcasts and all that stuff. And oftentimes we'll post the podcast on the same page as the blog. So you can read the blog and you can hear us just talk and make jokes about it. and then there will be... we are on all the socials, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that, and they will be, it's all going to be a funnel back to the site. And as like time and life goes on, you and the team behind this are going to continue to build on into the website and add more things and add cool things. If you're a youth pastor, oftentimes I think the way you're designing a lot of your blog posts are to be like mini lesson plans to some extent. If you are interested in reaching out to us, you can contact us through the socials, correct? So message the Facebook page, Instagram, all that.
Email info@missionalstudent.com.
So like and subscribe and all that fun stuff. Tell us where you're from, that whole stuff. Tell your friends about us. Grassroots grassroots marketing is the best form. So if you really, really like the podcast, tell people about it. If you've listened this far, then obviously you've liked it. So, you know, give us a review, and that helps with metrics on Apple Podcasts and all that fun stuff. So, but most importantly, tell your friends about us and tell more people about us.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. Live on mission today.
Bye-bye, guys.